legal challenge in working out work details and timing, and the cell tower design is complete and progress.
Thank you. Within mayor reporting communications, I'm just going to add a little specificity to that. Because the seawall project, the legal challenge was settled. Now we can move forward and actually have pre-construction meetings with the DEP and with the contractor. So actually a meeting scheduled tomorrow, at which point the borough will receive the updated construction schedule from the DEP and the contractor. As well, with regard to the Community Center Beach Pavilion building, as the councilman's report mentioned, a bid was awarded. A pre-construction meeting for that project will be Monday, at which point we can start working through the various issues in getting that construction schedule. We have the water, New Jersey American Water Main project that has been in progress for the last several weeks. The water main across the river is completed, and now the connections are being made, and hopefully that project will wrap up very soon. I wanted to mention that a safety concern was brought to this council's attention last year with regard to pedestrian safety from the beach clubs north of the Rumson Bridge. Specifically, you might remember some member of Sands Beach Club came here requesting the crosswalks. Our chief has been very diligent in filing that up. It's taken a full year. But the DOT representatives are coming here, I think the week before Memorial Day, to meet with the chief with regard to getting the right of way, figuring out the right of way limits and acquiring any easements, et cetera, that it would take to put up those four proposed flashing yellow warning lights for pedestrians. So the chief's been following that up. We are continuing to litigate with our beach club tax appeals. That's still ongoing. We're continuing to work on a shore regional issue. I'm pleased to report that we had a very constructive conversation with the school board members at our last meeting. We've requested an adjournment of our May 2nd court date because of our productive meeting. And we're looking forward to continuing that discussion and conversation to bring about relief. So as we are able to provide details around that, we'll do so. I wanted to particularly thank and recognize the police department. They have been putting in long hours doing traffic duty with all these various projects. I think that's a very long and boring day for them, and that's been they've really been doing double duty, and it's much appreciated. I also want to specifically recognize our DPW and the beach staff for getting the beach ready for the spring events, and particularly the egg hunt. Things are starting to really take shape and look good over there. It's great to see the beach being raked and getting ready for the summer season. I also wanted to just plug a couple of the events coming up. We didn't talk about the, well, we briefly mentioned the Sip and Sample, and that is April 29th. Hope to see everybody there supporting our business community with all the various stops on the Seabright Sip and Sample train. And as well, as was mentioned, we have our annual Fireman's Fair coming up. The dates of that are May 18th and the 21st. Finally, I wanted to address an issue that Mr. Laporte raised in the beginning of the meeting. Legal notices were sent to everybody who lived within a certain number of feet of the proposed redevelopment study areas. I got one in my house because I live in New Street. And basically it lists the properties. I think it's really important for people to understand that this is a public hearing that is done in conjunction with the study, a redevelopment study. This was a grant-funded study from our post Sandy Planning Assistance Grants. This, in order for us to complete the project, to be able to collect the grant monies that we were awarded for the study, we must complete the study, which involves having the public hearing. This public hearing is scheduled on Tuesday, April 25th, by the Seabright Planning Board. At that point, the planning board is the body that will evaluate whether or not to adopt the study and to recommend to the council to go forward or not to go forward on the redevelopment. At that point, it comes back to you, council, to decide whether or not this is a direction that you want to go down. I believe as part of the hearing on April the 25th, there will be a presentation that outlines clearly the study areas, the factors that were considered in the studies, and the recommendations that are coming from licensed professional planners with regard to these areas. So that's the process that we're following. But I just need people to understand that this study and this hearing was a grant-funded planning grant, and in order for us to be able to collect our grant money, we need to complete the study, which involves holding this hearing. I think as elected members, I think it's really important for us to communicate to our neighbors and members of the public exactly what is going on here, because as we saw earlier, it's very easy for people to jump to conclusions or to otherwise misinterpret intentions, etc. I think it's incumbent upon us to maintain a very open and public deliberate process throughout to make sure that we're hearing from everybody in the study areas, the neighbors, all of our residents, and all of our concerns, and that we can really move forward in a productive fashion. My first council meeting as a newly appointed council member in the end of 2002 was a circus because it was a discussion of redevelopment by then Mayor Harquail and a different council. And it did not go well. There was a lot of suspicion, cynicism, skepticism, and mistrust throughout the way it was handled. And I would like to see us try to take a lesson from that and to really, present this in as open and careful, slow, deliberate process as possible.
Mayor, on that point, and I brought it, you correct me if I'm wrong, in that spirit, the law does not require notices to go out to the 200-foot list for the redevelopment study. I think you only have to notice the actual property owners who are part of the study. So you got the notice because we want, yes, we are not, the reason you got, you did not have to do, the law does not require that. So we actually chose to go out to the 200-foot list to make sure that everyone knows that this is going on, so that there would be, so to try to alleviate exactly the concerns you're talking about. We went a step above and beyond what the statute actually requires.
It's a little confusing, it's not.
I actually haven't seen the notice.
It's not written in plain speak.
Okay.
So,
I haven't seen the notice.
I just want to just keep emphasizing that this hearing is part of a study. It doesn't mean that the town is declaring redevelopment zones, et cetera. Just accept it. We have executive session on
the I have one thing to my report.
Yeah.
I overlooked it. This is from the legislative bulletin. This is really important. Senate Bill 120 and Assembly Bill 202 freezes property taxes on primary residents of homeowners 65 years age and older. I think this is a good one. I'm writing the governor to push this.
Are they opposed?
We have senior freeze already. How is this different from the senior freeze?
I have to admit the league is not in favor.
Well, because it doesn't delineate the responsibility of county taxes and school taxes.
No.
So who's going to be responsible for county and school taxes if we free, because we're responsible to pay the county and the school district.
Right.
So the league opposed that for that reason.
Yeah, they had their little comment.
Okay.
But I still think it's
you still think
I'll make a motion to go into executive.
Okay, and this is a litigation update. Need a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll return to adjourn the meeting with no further action to be taken.